somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love.
Race Relations is on the docket. We'll be talking about race relations this Friday on Power Friday. Hope you'll join us. You've probably noticed, particularly those of you who have been listening for a while, that when I talk race relations, I speak very candidly, but I don't speak maliciously. I make it a point to avoid pouring into people negative stuff that is designed to bring out the worst that can be found in human beings. And instead, I'm very forthright, I'm very candid, I'm very honest, very plain, very to the point. As I challenge us to face reality for the purpose of seeing how we might need to change, may want to at least consider making some changes in the way we view people of other races, even people within our own race, whoever our is, our black race, our white race, our Native American race, our nationality, race relations. This is a program where for years I've been encouraging the celebration of diversity. And I want to ask you again, don't allow yourselves to just tolerate. I know we have been so fortunate in that there have been so many people in America who have never hated the other race, whoever the other races are. But we do have some people who only tolerate other races, whoever the other races are. Let's move from tolerating to celebrating. Celebrating the beauty of all the ethnicities, all the races in our country, all the colors in our country. That's what my discussions about race relations are designed to do, to encourage the celebration of diversity so that we find ourselves doing a much better job of not only getting along with each other, but embracing each other. Let's move to the point where we're no longer allowing political positions to divide us by color or anything else. I want us to get to the point where we're no longer, especially those of us who all claim to be followers of Christ, members of the household of God, citizens of the kingdom of God. Let's grow to the point where we are no longer allowing different political perspectives to cause us to be separated from one another. You know, one of the things that I noticed is that as people work to get closer and closer and closer to God, automatically, we get closer to each other. Can you imagine the Lord Jesus sitting on his throne and a quarter of a mile away, there are 50 people who have found out that he is in such and such a community. He's sitting there on the throne talking with the people who approach him. And those 50 people who are a quarter of a mile away start putting forth their effort, even if they've got to run some kind of way, they're making it to Jesus. You notice how, as they get closer to where Jesus is, as they get closer and closer to their throne, to his throne, as they get closer and closer to Jesus, they get closer and closer to each other. They started out a quarter of a mile from each other. Maybe a fifth of a mile from each other, depending on exactly where they were. But before it's all over, they're within several feet of each other. Because in the process of getting closer to Jesus, they also got closer to each other. Why don't we do that? Why don't we stop letting political perspectives divide us? Let's really get close. Till next time.